Dom enjoyed the Baruco. The Fenobes had a way of life divorced entirely from the carefully stylized penury of a Sedimist ruling family. Dom found Hershugan seated in a communal jaska, playing tsame. He glanced up at the two of them and waved them into silence. Dom sat down on the stone seat and waited patiently. Hershugan's opponent was a young alpha male who looked at Dom disinterestedly before turning back to the board. The tsame men were crude and badly coordinated, which is to be expected from a public set. Even so, they were being directed across the squares with a gawky grace. Red's pawns had dug a defensive trench across one corner of the board. White had tried the same tactic, but had stopped work and the pawns were clustered around one of Red's knights who was haranguing them. As Dom watched, Red's sacerdote shaman brought his mitre pike down on the kill button of White's accountant, and in the ensuing melee managed to get several pawns through the crossfire from the rooks. The king made a brave attempt to run for it, but was brought down by a flying tackle from the leading pawn. Hershugan's opponent removed his helmet and made a grudgingly complimentary comment in Fenobic before loping away. Dom's tutor turned. "I want you to help me find Joker's World," said Dom. He explained. The Fenobe listened politely. At one point he said, "I'd be interested to know how you survived a black hole that removed Corridor." "Yes, and Ig. But no, that is not so." He reached down beside him and picked up a wicker cage. Inside, Ig fizzled. "I found him in the bushes at the edge of the lawn. He was badly shaken. He must have left your shoulder somehow." "And you looked after him. That's surprising for you." Hershugan shrugged. "No one else would. The fishermen are superstitious of them. They say they are the souls of dead comrades." The swamp creature looped itself around Dom's neck. "Are you coming with me? Us?" "Yes, I think so. I accept beta." "I never did find out what that word meant. It refers to the inexorable processes of what you humans are pleased to call fate. Where did you think of starting? Don't look so blank." "It's just that I expected a lecture on my duties as chairman. As my tutor, you were hot on the subject, I seem to remember." The Fenobe smiled, switched his headset on, and turned to the board. The Tsami mannequins stood up, ranged themselves into two neat rows, and marched down a flight of steps that appeared in one of the neutral squares, carrying the temporarily disabled. "The point does not arise now," he said. "As a mere frog," he looked sharply at Isaac, "I suggest you follow the path predicted. Besides, as a joker student of some repute and an amateur probability mathematician to boot, I feel intrigued. Tell me, are you embarking upon this because it has been seen to happen in the future, or has it been seen to happen in the future because you are following the prediction now?"
"I don't know," said Dom, "but I know where there's a ship." "Mr. Chairman."
Impressions crowded in on him. The low-ceilinged room had gone quiet, suddenly, like the switching off of a music cube, leaving the sort of silence that is even louder and hangs in the air like fog. The players bent over the tsame tables did not move, but now they seemed tense. The Chlong trio stopped playing. Ig whined. Samhedi stood in the doorway, flanked by two minor security men, and they were armed. Dom remembered Corridor's advice, one day when the dead man was feeling expansive, that only the foolhardy or unimaginative carried projectile weapons into a Baruku. Corridor had in fact hefted a regulation double-bladed knife, and then, diffidently, on the rare occasions he went in. "We have come to escort you home, Mr. Chairman." Dom strode towards him and said politely, too politely,
"You were number two on Terra Novae, weren't you?"
"I was."
"Who told you to carry stunners into a Baruku?"
Samedi swallowed and glanced sidelong at the guards. The room seemed to sprout ears.
"Your predecessor would not have done such a thing. You might just have precipitated an interracial incident. Now unbuckle those things and throw them on the floor."
"I have orders to see you safely home," began Samhedi.
"From my grandmother? She has no authority. What law am I breaking?"
"But you're breaking Fenobic custom."
He had driven the man too far. Samhedi growled,
"What gecky customs do these frogs have anyway?"
He said it in